following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
At Advance Auto Parts, the power to choose is your advance advantage. So right now, you can choose from a 5-plus quartz jug, a Valvoline or Pennzoil conventional motor oil, plus a Drive Works filter for just $19.99. You'll save about 10 bucks. The power to choose, plus the power to save. Can you feel that power? Oh, yeah. Choose and save. That's your advance advantage. Only at Advance Auto Parts. See store for details.
Hello, this is Scott for Scots. Do you think grass ever wonders what grass heaven must look like? Because if I'm a blade of grass, a Major League Baseball park would be not a shade short of heaven to me. That's why Scots is busting our breeks happy to be the official lawn care company of Major League Baseball. Scots firmly believes you can have that very same heavenly grass in your own lawn. For your own big league lawn, feed it with Scots. Feed it.
Scots is the official lawn care company of Major League Baseball.
The leaders as they come for the head of the stretch. They're at the head of the stretch, and Chan is the leader. He leads it by a length. Secretariat is in the center of the racetrack and driving. Jackie Green now drops back. Now and they're in the stretch. It's Secretariat. Secretariat on the outside to take the lead. Chan holding in second. It's Secretariat moving away. He has it by 2.5. At the wire, it's going to be Secretariat. He wins it by 2 lengths.
Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation presents the Doug and Danny Show.
And here they come into the stretch. The Nuts going on with it, throwing a big race at 25-1. It's the Nuts first, yield to the Storm at second. In the hot pursuit, here comes Waisata Bay and Habaneros, but they're not going to get to the Nuts. He's done it in shocking fashion here in the Bosselman.
Good racing here at Bonner Park. Race 5 is now underway. They head Combo Tuffy takes the lead by a length over the one horse Deep Blue Goodbye and Call Me the Champ. Somebody has lost a jockey. Looks like the six horse Pillar Starbuck is not running today. The four horse is now That's All Folks and Deep Blue Goodbye battling as they come down the stretch. It's going to be those two as they head to the wire, six ahead. They're six ahead except for the horse that lost the rider, Pillar Starbuck. Head to the wire, and That's All Folks is your winner. The one horse Deep Blue Goodbye is second. And I'll tell you, right at the wire, that six horse Pillar Starbuck did not have a jockey on him, but he actually won the race, I think.
Ah, great moments in horse racing history. Yes, they were all there, the greats, the voices. Over the years, calling the Kentucky Derby, the great Steve Anderson at Fauner Park. And, of course, I don't remember who the last guy was, but that was one of the funniest things. And the one chance you get to call a race at Fauner and a jockey falls off a horse. It's amazing. Doug Duda, Jim Langan with you on this Friday of the Kentucky Oaks, the day before the Kentucky Derby, and there is so much more going on. Congratulations to all the graduates at the University of Nebraska at Kearney. A record class. Keep that in mind, folks, as you're driving around Kearney here over the next 3 hours when the ceremony gets out, when it's time to go to lunch, where there are so many great places to go. Just keep in mind you're going to have graduation traffic. Beautiful day for that as well, and congratulations to all of those. But Sean Callahan's going to join us in our next segment. We've got a lot of things to talk about football-wise. We'll talk about recruits, and I'll tell you what, folks, if you follow them on Husker Online, their tunnel talk this time is just full of information about football, baseball, basketball. I encourage you, if you are a Husker fan and are not part of the Husker Online crew, you are really missing out, because there's some great information on there. And we'll talk about a lot of things with Sean. The draft, where Huskers are going, who's going to make it, who's not, in his opinion, especially the free agents like Brett Maher and Kyler Reed and a variety of others. The changing in the Big Ten with the East and West divisions, the nine-game schedule. Steve Calhoun was in Lincoln a couple of weeks ago. That's the quarterback guru out in California. Taylor Martinez has been working with him. He has worked with some of the best quarterbacks over the years. Also, something that I'm sure most people haven't even heard about. This week in Lincoln, Jimmy, they had what they called the Nebraska Top 50 Combine, where they worked out, supposedly, the best players in Nebraska as part of another camp, I guess. And when I saw that, I went, whoa, this is great for the Nebraska kids. But then you see they were in St. Louis a week ago. There's a Rivals camp. There's a somebody camp. There's a Scout.com. There's a Nike camp. How many camps can you go to?
Do you have to pay to go to these things, or do they pay you, or how does this work?
It depends. Do you want to be on probation? If you're in Oregon, then you kids go for free. But we'll talk about all of that and a lot more with Sean Callahan. We'll rejoin Gino Bucola, TVG Network, to get his official picks on today's Kentucky Oaks and tomorrow's Kentucky Derby, which you can hear live right here on ESPN Radio. Coverage 3 o'clock today, 4 o'clock Saturday, plus Steve Anderson, the final weekend of horse racing that features Jack Van Berg tomorrow at Fauner Park. Welcome back, man. How's it going?
Hey, real good. How are you doing?
Well, I'm doing good. Of course, studying the horse races, watching the NBA playoffs. And here's one thing I want to throw out again. This is overreaction day. I'm going to throw this little prediction out. And I like Steph Curry. And everybody is going gaga over Golden State's boy, the golden boy at Golden State. He will be, I don't want to necessarily say shut down, but against San Antonio, just when that series is over and San Antonio beats Golden State, then I want to hear what everybody's saying about Stephon Curry, who is a great player. But again, today they're going gaga for Cocoa Puffs. They're going cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs this morning.
You know, Doug, I think, you know, you and I said it. There's two teams that's going to probably be there. We thought of San Antonio. You know, and they didn't really look back at all. And it looks like, you know, the Heat really looked tough. But, you know, there's been some injuries, too, in this playoffs. We talked about that the last time we were on, that things will change after an injury or two. And, you know, Oklahoma City's going to have a lot of work to do now. You know, that was a tough injury for them.
Who'd you have in the finals?
I had San Antonio.
Oh, so did I. But that is, and I said it earlier in the week, we're all just waiting for a Miami-San Antonio final. This is great that we're getting some excitement early on in the playoffs and a few extra games and four game sixes tonight. I mean, if you love NBA basketball, you just get to sit back tonight and enjoy it. But there is nothing that I have seen that makes me believe that it's still not Miami and San Antonio who are just kicking back and relaxing, waiting to play each other in the NBA finals.
You know, it's been really exciting, though. It's been some really good games. It was nice to see Boston, you know, have to work so hard to, you know, get back and to win the game and then go in and win another one. You know, so that'll be an interesting that game tonight would probably be the most intriguing to me.
Person you don't want to be this morning, the Anaheim Duck goalie. I didn't stay up and watch the end of it, but they go to they go late with St. Louis earlier this week, right? Wasn't that the deal? And he's trying to clear the puck behind his own net. The St. Louis guy goes right in and takes it from him, and of course he's already behind the net, so he just scoops it into the net and they win. Poor Anaheim goalie. So the NHL also going on. Jabba Chamberlain, go ahead.
That's actually Los Angeles's goalie.
Yes, St. Louis, Los Angeles, yeah. Mm-hmm. Sorry.
Same metro area. Good job.
Same state.
It's hockey. Just for me to know anything about it should be something. GPAC Conference Baseball and Softball continuing today. Hastings is still alive in both. Hastings College hosting the baseball tournament, where Midland and Northwestern are currently playing in the winner's bracket. Just getting underway, Doan and Nebraska Wesleyan, an elimination game at the Smith Complex. And then Hastings College and Dakota Wesleyan, the 7 and 8 seeds, both went 1-1 yesterday. They play an elimination game at 12:30, and you can hear that on 1230 AM KHAS. Hastings softball 2-0 yesterday, and the 1-2 seeds survive in the GPAC. Hastings and Morningside play in the winner's bracket today at 4 o'clock. Hastings already the regular season champion. District soccer. Hastings boys and girls are in. Grand Island is in. Lexington boys are in. Holdridge girls are in. We hope to have the official pairings at last check, and I'll update that again here. I don't know what the holdup is. Usually 9 a.m. we're ready to roll, but no updated soccer brackets as of yet, and I'm going to have to double-check on that. Maybe I overlooked one that didn't finish up. But Kearney GNAC champions in track, no surprise there. Hastings boys were fourth, Lexington sixth. In the girls, Lexington fifth and Hastings seventh. Ord Edge is Kearney Catholic in both the Lou Platt boys and girls conference track meet by 4 points for the boys and 3 points for the girls. GNAC golf going on today at Lachlan and Hastings. GNAC tennis tomorrow out in Scotts Bluff. And Kearney Catholic tennis invite also going on today. I want to remind folks the Kearney American Legion Baseball fundraiser tonight is at Broadfoot Sand and Gravel just south of the interstate on the south side of Skeeter Barnes. $10, all the food, and of course beverages are included and so much more going on tonight. It is a fundraiser, the major fundraiser for Kearney American Legion Baseball, silent auction, live auction, some really cool things. Golf packages up at Valentine, Tri-City Storm Suite, sides of beef, some of the normal great things that they have out there as well. Gets underway tonight at 6 o'clock. If you fall out anytime between 6 and 8, you're going to get fed and be part of the festivities. And congratulations to Trent Christensen of the Young Guns 4-H Trap Club in Franklin. He won the junior high division at the Cornhusker Trap Shoot yesterday, going 98 out of 100. And that means championships. Let's see, what else do we got here? The Blair team won the team competition, so congratulations there as well. And the seniors are after it today, so best of luck over there at Donovan. You ever shot trap?
Nah, never shot.
I haven't either. I wonder how many you could break out of 100.
Well, every Two? One of them hits the ground. Don't they break sometimes when they hit the ground? Or I don't even know. I mean, but mine would be wasting money just firing them out there.
That's a good one. That'd be like a little side bet we could make.
We'd make sure, you know, when they land, I'm going to have like a high jump pit out there so they don't break, so we can reuse them.
Oh, man. The Nebraska Danger are on the road this weekend. They play at Sioux Falls tomorrow.
That's a big game for them. If they win that, they'll be two games up and probably get to host, you know, for the playoffs.
Yeah, puts them in a really good situation. Big game on the road. And with three straight games on the road, you got to win some of them. I don't know if you got to win all of them, but you got to win some of them and get the first one out of the way. That would be really neat for the Nebraska Danger. Coming up on the show, Sean Callahan is in our next segment. Gino Bucola, Steve Anderson talking horse racing. And, of course, Jimmy and I, both horse racing fans, looking forward to being at Fauner Park tomorrow. Here in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth, we want to remind you that they've got the Boss Is Gone sale. Wonder if the Boss has gone intentionally or if they just wrapped him up and shipped him out. But the Boss is gone at Midway Chevrolet, Buick, Cadillac, at Midway Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram. You can get great deals as always. Check out the special Boss is Gone deals that are going on this weekend at Midway Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and Midway Chevrolet, Buick, Cadillac, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Maybe you're a great, great parent, and maybe you're just one of those graduates that got a little extra money in your card today and you need a new vehicle as you move on in life. Maybe you just need a pre-owned vehicle. Stop by and see them. They always work with you, and they'll find what you need, whether you're going to be staying in Nebraska or going somewhere else. Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac. Check them out online. ThinkMidway.com. Midway, it's a better way. We're back with Sean Callahan next.
Lose 30 pounds in only 3 weeks? Really? If you're frustrated with outrageous weight loss promises, Complete Nutrition is about to change that. Try Refirm, the first ever and only weight loss product on the market that actually shrinks fat cells.
This is Dr. Lisa Stout. I'm excited to tell you about the breakthrough weight loss product from Complete Nutrition called Refirm. Refirm does something you've never experienced. It actually shrinks fat cells, and that means losing weight and fitting into your clothes faster.
Refirm revs up energy and metabolism, but also shrinks fat cells. Hurry into your neighborhood Complete Nutrition store while supplies last. Please note, if you lose more than 10 pounds in 10 days, visit your Complete Nutrition store to adjust your plan.
Find Complete Nutrition in Grand Island just north of Gordman's off Highway 281 and in Kearney just north of Sun Mart on 2nd Avenue.
Advance Auto Parts, the power to choose is your advance advantage. So right now, you can choose from a 5-plus quartz jug, a Valvoline or Pennzoil conventional motor oil, plus a DriveWorks filter for just $19.99. You'll save about $10. The power to choose, plus the power to save. Can you feel that power? Oh, yeah. Choose and save. That's your advance advantage. Only at Advance Auto Parts. See store for details.
This Mother's Day, send the mom in your life delicious, freshly dipped strawberries from Sherry's Berries, starting at $19.99. These sweet berries are dipped in milk, white, and dark chocolatey topping, and covered with chocolate chips, crushed almonds, and a decorative swizzle. Plus, radio listeners can double the berries for just $10 more. Show mom how much you appreciate her love and hard work. Go to berries.com, click on the microphone in the top right corner, and type in the password SCORE. Don't wait, order now. That's berries.com, passcode SCORE.
Stomach saying, feed me! We'll head over to Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's is the best place to grab a good bite to eat, have a cold drink, hang out with your buds, and watch your favorite sports. Sounds like you're hungry right now. We'll text Ham's Offer to the number 90210, and they'll send you special food and drink discounts right to your phone. Plus, a buy one, get one just for signing up today. That's Ham's Offer to 90210. And get your keister over to Cunningham's Journal, located 23rd Street, downtown Kearney.
Mostly sunny skies throughout today. North winds 15 to 30. Highs will make it into the middle 50s. And then for tonight, clear skies to start off, and we'll have increasing clouds with north winds. Lows will be in the lower 30s. I'm meteorologist Greg Tatrow. Right now it's 45.
Doug and Danny's show. Doug Duda-Chimpalangan with you on this Friday. First Friday in May, and it is time for our TNL Husker Recruiting Update, brought to you by TNL Irrigation Systems, proven technology that's easier on you for a lifetime, and TNL takes care of everything as you get ready into the field for the 2013 season. Sean Callahan, what's up, man?
How you guys doing?
Well, we are Kentucky Derby freaks. We're horse racing freaks, Sean. Will you watch the Derby tomorrow?
I honestly don't know much about it yet, but I'm sure I'll look at the odds and watch it. I don't think I'll put a wager down or anything like that, because I don't think I'm going to make it over to the track to put one down tomorrow, but it's always a fun race to watch.
Well, there is so much that I've jotted down here over the last week that I've wanted to talk to you about. First, let's start with an event that took place in Lincoln, and unless Husker recruiters and Husker fans, and they're out there obviously, are just nutso and follow you on the site, I don't know that many people heard about this Nebraska Top 50 Combine. A week ago or two weekends ago, you were in St. Louis for a rivals camp. Some Nebraska guys were there. What was this event that was held in Lincoln this week?
Well, it's the second year we've done it. You know, last year was our very first year, and it really was, you know, a lot of guys went to it. There's a guy here in town named Heath Hupp that runs a workout facility for athletes, and guys like Josh Banderas and Christian Lockator and, you know, some other higher-profile kids in the city here train there. And so he put on this event with us in partnership last year, and, you know, we had Nathan Geary at the time was an unknown commodity. We invited him down. He came, and he took off, and you know, it basically led to him getting a Nebraska offer a few weeks later. So, you know, we said this is going to be a deal. We're going to try to put it on every year, and you know, we invite guys from all over the state. And when I make my in-state tour, and my guys Nate Klaus and Greg Peterson also go out, we invite kids from all around the state. We had 68 participants, and this year we moved the event. The Pershing Auditorium let us have the event in there for free on the turf where the Haymaker football team plays there in the facility. Let me say, it wasn't the best surface. I don't know how they play football games on that stuff, but it was a great combine setup. You know, we had kids even from Shattern, a kid from Cozad was there, some Columbus guys, some Norfolk guys, obviously tons of Lincoln and Omaha players. So it was a great opportunity for guys around the state to go out and compete and test and put their numbers out there. Then I'll send that off, and my guys will send that off to several of the area colleges, and those colleges will look at that stuff, and they like to take a look at it. I know a year ago, UNK was out there with their coaching staff. I wasn't sure if they were there or not on Wednesday, but they were there last year, and they had four coaches out there, and they watched the whole camp, and a few of those guys ended up being Lopers. So not only, you know, you help the D1 guys out with that information, but a lot of the Division II people and smaller schools in the state can use some of this data as well.
Do these kids have to get an invite, or can they just put some money up and show up? And I guess I'm going to follow up on this a little bit, because it is a question I brought up at the top of the show. All of a sudden, in just the last couple of years, these kids could go to 10 camps if they want to. How do you make sure that there's not too many, the right people are seeing them, and all that kind of thing?
Well, the event's free, so there is no money being made. I don't get paid to be there. Heath Hupp, the organizer, he kind of puts all the money up front on his end as a business deal for himself. And so all the participants got a T-shirt, and there's some sponsors that help cut the cost down for him.
Cool.
So there is no money being made. We like I said, we invite the guys that we know about in the state, and then we'll even receive coaches' recommendations from players from everywhere around the state and whatnot. So, you know, we try to – 50 was our initial goal. We ended up with 68, and even guys like DJ Foster and Luke Gifford were there watching. They didn't really have a need to participate in the combine because they already have multiple Division I offers, and Gifford's a Husker commit. But, you know, it's just a great opportunity because – there isn't anything like that in Nebraska. If a guy wants to go test, they're typically going to have to go to Dallas or Chicago or somewhere a lot further away and spend money to get there. This is the only combine that I know about, really, of legitimacy in Nebraska. And with our name and Rivals.com behind it, the kids know it's a legitimate event, and if they do well, they're going to get some great exposure. I know a kid named Micaiah Slade that – he won MVP at this event from Lincoln Northeast. Kind of an unknown player, mainly because Lincoln Northeast football is not really a brand name right now in Class A. But he took MVP, finished first in four of the six categories, second in the other, and South Dakota State the next morning verbally offered him a scholarship. So we know this event is having an impact, and a lot of colleges around the area are using that information. It saves them time to see some of those numbers, because not all those kids are going to be able to maybe make it to their summer camps.
Hey, Sean, this is Jim Langan. Hey, what are the six areas that you test on?
Well, we did a 40-yard dash, obviously, which, by the way, I don't put a lot of stock in the 40 because a lot of kids don't know how to run them right. There's an electronic touchpad that you have to put your hand on, and so you're going to see slower 40 times in this setting because it's electronic, number one, just like a track meet when you see electronic versus handheld marks. So I don't put a lot of stock, but the vertical, the broad jump, we do a pro agility. They did bench pressing of 185, and then the last one is called the three cone. It's kind of a L cone. It's called the L cone, where you run around cones. They do it at the NFL Combine as well. So those are the six marks. And I would say from a college coach's perspective, the vertical and the broad are two of the ones that coaches really like to look at because it measures your natural explosiveness. A kid that really blew me away, the quarterback at Creighton Prep named Easton Stick, he broad jumped 10-2, which would have been the exact same mark that Geno Smith had at the NFL Combine. There are some talented players here, and I don't think some of these numbers would be known if we didn't do an event like this. So I'm glad that a guy like Easton was able to put that down on paper, that he broad jumped 10-2. We had three or four guys do their pro agility under 4 seconds, which is outstanding. I mean, that was a handheld mark, not electronic, but to be under four in the pro agility shuttle run is a very legitimate national mark that you're not going to see very many places around the country.
Yeah, that is interesting. I know in basketball they had a guy on a vertical jump, and then you also, where you tip out at because of your length of your arms and et cetera. And I know Wayman Tisdall was at 11 feet, 11 and a half inches, and that right alone there, I'd offer him a scholarship.
I was going to say, we'd need a little mini trampoline for something like that. Sean Callahan with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Let's go into the recruiting. Where is Nebraska right now? And with all of these things going on, has that opened the eyes of maybe a couple more kids that have been offered?
Well, they're on the road. They still have this week and I believe one more week where they're going to be out. Then it kind of dies down right around Memorial Day where they get off the road in the evaluation period. It's a little bit more flexible this year with the scheduling. In the past, the NCAA has said you need to pick your 4 weeks that you want to be out. Now it's a total number of days. I believe it's 162 total days. You have nine coaches that can go out. So if you put nine coaches out in one day, that's nine of your 162. If you have five out the next, that's five more. It averages out where each one of Nebraska's coaches can be out like 18.7 days. If you, and, you know, Tim Beck and John Papuchis being the coordinators, they may not be out as many, particularly Tim Beck. He may not be out all, you know, 19 days. So a guy like Rich Fisher, who covers California, he's been out west a lot. They're making offers. They're evaluating guys. I think the next real big thing will be the Big Red Weekend, which is scheduled for mid-June. And that event has kind of turned into their big summer showcase that helps them get a lot of their guys locked up in this recruiting class. They're sitting at one commit now. I think ideally by that point or right after Big Red Weekend, they probably want to be in that 6 to 8 range going into the late summer months.
NFL DraftScout.com has already kind of looked at next year's draft. And again, something you can see up on Husker Online if you're a member of that. Taylor Martinez listed as the number 13 quarterback, and everybody wants to know about his improvement. It seems his numbers should speak for themselves. But Steve Calhoun, he's working with him. He was in Lincoln just a couple of weekends ago. Could you talk about that experience?
Yeah, Steve, I got a chance. Actually, I ran a camp at Buell Stadium there in Millard, and put it on for kids in the morning and then the high school guys in the afternoon. And he brought with him about 7 or 8 coaches from California, trainers and instructors to help. And it was an unreal deal for these kids to get that kind of instruction for 2 days. You know, it'd be like a big-time golf instructor coming in town to put on a clinic and helping out a number of golfers. I mean, a guy like Steve Calhoun doesn't come to Nebraska very often, and he really didn't make much money doing the event. I mean, I think after expenses, he basically broke even or even lost a little bit of money. But I think Taylor Martinez said, hey, you know what, Steve, I think it'd be a great deal for you to put a camp on out here for the local guys. Unfortunately, Taylor could not be there because of NCAA rules and whatnot in terms of using a student athlete to help, you know, at an event like that making money. So Taylor wasn't there, but the quarterbacks were able to get great instruction from Steve. I was there for a little bit on Saturday last weekend. And, you know, he's a very first-class guy. He's worked with quarterbacks like Cam Newton, the kid from Florida State, E.J. Manuel, that just got drafted this year in the first round, was one of his clients or students as well. So he's got a long list of quarterbacks he's worked with, and Taylor Martinez is just one of many.
Speaking of the draft, any surprises and just your thoughts on where some of the free agent Huskers are going?
Well, you know, just two guys drafted. I thought maybe we'd see three, whether that would be one of those tight ends, Ben Cotton or Kyler Reed or an Eric Martin or a Brett Maher. But I know people were upset that Nebraska didn't have more guys drafted, but I think we had a pretty good idea it was going to go that direction, especially when only three players got combine invites, and one of them was a kicker, and kickers don't get drafted very often. So, you know, the two other guys that were at the combine, Stafford and Burkhead, were the only ones that got picked. But I think Ben Cotton has a really good chance to latch on in San Diego as a free agent. Kyler Reed as well in Jacksonville. You know, I'll be curious with Will Compton in Washington, you know, if he can get on at least a practice squad, hopefully. I think Eric Martin's got a great shot as well to get on, especially now that he's dropped that weight. He's able to probably play on special teams again, and we know what type of player he was on special teams. I mean, Dan Beebe from the Big 12 suspended him for a game for laying too hard of a shot on a guy in that Oklahoma State game a couple of years ago. So I think Eric Martin's going to be a great player on special teams, you know, minimum in his career and get an opportunity there. And with Brett Maher going to the Jets, he got an invite to their mini camp. He's not on a free agent deal. It's a deal where he's going to have to beat out a starter, and that's going to be the challenge for Brett. Unlike Alex Henry, was basically given the job. The Philadelphia Eagles released their kicker, I think, the day after the draft when they drafted Alex Henry. Brett Maher is going to have to go in and beat out a veteran, a guy that's kicked for a long time. And, you know, those kicker jobs are hard to come by, and hopefully Brett gets a fair shake. Because if he does, I think he's got a great chance to make it to the next level.
Yeah, with Maher, too, you know, if I would think that he would be one of the top 32 kickers. you know, around. And it seems to me that about 32 guys they want to keep around in the NFL. And a lot of times, you know, they just pick up one all the time, you know, where a guy is, you know, hey, keep kicking over there because you don't know which guy's going to go 0 for 3 next week and he's going to be out of a job. So,
yeah, you just got to get your chance. I was talking to Adi Kanalik about that, and he said a lot of it is your name recognition as well in college. I mean, you know, Adi Kanalik is a very talented kicker, but because he didn't have the film in college to back himself up like Alex Henry, even though he was probably good enough, a lot of teams just can't gamble on a kicker that doesn't have the film. Maher does have the film, though. He's kicked a ton the last 2 years at Nebraska, where a guy like Kanalik maybe could have been just as consistent in the NFL, but it's too big of a risk for NFL teams. Because those 3 points, as you know, are big in NFL football games.
Yeah, they might be the only points the Jets score in the next couple of years. Sean, last thing, I and when we talked to him before the draft, I said, God, I hope he doesn't end up with the Jets or the Giants in that circus. And the Jets, I don't know. We'll see how it all pans out. Any job in the NFL, though, I suppose, pretty good.
At least Tim Tebow's gone.
it is now official, I guess you can say, the divisions in the Big Ten and the 9-game schedule. Thoughts on that?
Well, I do have some concern about the 9-game schedule long term. You just hope that because when you make the conference championship game, that means you're going to have to win 10 league games. That's hard to do. You hope that when the selection committee looks at Big Ten champions, that you know you don't get penalized for losing a game. That you know, if you're 12-1 after you know playing that schedule, and you know you basically go 9-1, say you lose one game on the road in the Big Ten, hopefully they treat that the same as an SEC team losing one game, because that it's hard to do. I mean, to win 9 league games, then win a league championship game. It's not easy, and that's why you don't see the SEC jump into 9 games, and they're going to stick at 8. But I do like the fact that they've gotten rid of playing the FCS teams. I think, you know, realistically, it's just, you know, just not a good thing for the fans to bring in Idaho State to play in Lincoln. That was the worst team ever to play in Memorial Stadium that I could ever remember. They were terrible. And, you know, I think that team could have lost to a lot of Division II teams. And so I'm glad the Big Ten's kind of put their foot down there. It is going to be interesting to see what the Big Ten does or what those FCS teams do without the Big Ten games, because they're going to lose a lot of revenue money, and it's going to maybe force some of those teams to look at their budgets a little bit differently, not counting on maybe getting all those FBS games. I like the division, though, for Nebraska. I mean, what's not to like about it? The geography, the trips are a lot closer for the fans. You know, other than Purdue, every one of the teams in the division is probably a 6 or 7 hour drive from Lincoln at the most. You know, Illinois is not even that bad of a drive. Northwestern, we know Chicago is easy to get to from Lincoln and Omaha. So I think it's a great setup for the fans. I just hope that Nebraska can get a Ohio State or a Michigan on the schedule every year, which I think the Big Ten will be smart enough to kind of break that up, where 1 year Wisconsin gets one of them, and the other year Nebraska will get the other one. And, you know, it's probably not going to work out where you're going to have them on there every year, but they better figure out ways to get those matchups made, because, I think that's why Nebraska came to the Big Ten. They want those games on the schedule.
Yeah, I think you're definitely a great point you said, and this a tremendous point about the Idaho State and Nebraska and how that's an unfair game, but how also that is going to kill these institutions that need those $750,000 or the $900,000, because that is what's saving their program. And you've looked at UNO, who stopped football, and we're looking at some schools that in 10 or 15 years from now are not going to be able to budget their football program. That's a great point. And I hope people realize how important that is by that. Purdue doesn't need the money. They're going to be able to get 9 games with somebody, but somebody else needs that game. Unfortunately, too, with the Big Ten is we're going to be playing Illinois and Purdue and people like this, and those games aren't going to be that competitive maybe either.
Yeah, it's still, I think, from the Big Ten's perspective, though, they're putting that TV package together, and they'd rather have the league games, an extra league game, because that's how every team in the Big Ten is going to make $30 million off that TV deal. And I don't think they want to air those games on there. You know, Nebraska, South Dakota State doesn't do much for the Big Ten Network.
They'd rather get a
more attractive matchup. And I think the MAC is going to be probably the big winner because they're going to – it solidifies them. Because I think a lot of Big Ten teams will definitely schedule probably one MAC team a year now, especially not being able to play. I mean, most of them already do schedule a MAC team. But not being able to play, like Iowa not playing Northern Iowa, and Iowa State will still play them, but Iowa not playing Northern Iowa, that really hurts Northern Iowa long term. But they've already come out with a statement and said that they're staying at FCS. They're not going to move up to FCS. It will be interesting kind of see what direction that goes.
All right, Sean, we'll let you get to the weekend. Always appreciate the chat. Enjoy the summer, man.
All right, guys. Hey, thanks a lot.
Take care, Sean Callahan with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show is our TNL Husker Recruiting Update brought to you by TNL Irrigation Systems. Proven technology that's easier on you for a lifetime. We will give you the state soccer brackets and talk with Gino Bucola of the TVG Network and Steve Anderson at Fauner Park when we come back.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuhl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuhl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
The Home Depot has a special buy on 8-inch knockout roses, just $9.88. Add a little romance to your garden with pink and red blooms that don't need special care to make your yard special. They're hardy and the most disease-resistant rose out there, so you'll be looking at them from now until late fall. Dig in and save with 8-inch knockout roses, just $9.88. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid through May 8th. U.S. only. See store for details.
This Mother's Day, ProFlowers has one dozen rainbow roses for $19.99. Double the roses and get chocolates and a premium pink vase for just $29.98. That's 50% off. You just need the code SCORE when you order to get these special prices. Here's the only way to get this amazing Mother's Day deal. Go to ProFlowers.com, click on the microphone in the top right corner, and type in SCORE. That's ProFlowers.com. Click on the microphone and type in SCORE. Order now. This deal expires Friday at midnight. ProFlowers.com. Type in code.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers in Kearney, no health insurance. As independent and authorized producers of Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska, independent licensees of the Blue Cross Blue Shield Association, Rich Peters and Matt Myers will work with you to make sure you have health insurance coverage that fits your needs. Their approach is simple. They listen. And will tailor a policy that'll work within your budget. When you need health insurance, just call Rich Peters and Matt Myers, your local Farm Bureau agents. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Mostly sunny skies throughout today. North winds 15 to 30. Highs will make it into the middle 50s. And then for tonight, clear skies to start off, and we'll have increasing clouds with north winds. Lows will be in the lower 30s. I'm meteorologist Greg Tatrow. Right now it's 45.
Sun on your withers, the wind in your mane.
Oh, yeah. About the only time that you play Dan Fogelberg on the radio anymore. Run for the Roses, the Kentucky Derby tomorrow, the Kentucky Oaks today. And we're going to talk with Gino Bucola here in just a moment. But, folks, don't forget, if you're kicking back, watching the race at home tomorrow, or just enjoying graduation weekend and you're feeding the troops anytime during the month of May, Troutman's Quality Meats will help you out. They're a grill's best friend with USDA Choice Certified Angus Beef and quality steaks that are aged a minimum of 30 days for peak flavor and tenderness. This weekend, as always, sausage and fresh brats. How about the new one? Buffalo blue cheese wing brat. Just like you're eating buffalo blue cheese wings, only they put it into a brat. And they have that for you at Troutman's. It's finally May. Spring is here, so don't forget to head to Troutman's for all your spring barbecuing needs. And maybe just some snack sticks, bacon, small, big, hams, prime ribs. They have those for you all the time as well. If it goes on a grill, they've got it. At Troutman's Quality Meats, a grill's best friend, the Buffalo Blue Cheese Wing Brat, your featured brat of the week. Carrying the gang, always trying something new, and they're oh so good. At Troutman's Quality Meats, Highway 30 in Kearney. Gino Bucola for the second straight day on the Doug and Daddy Show. Gino, can't say again how much we appreciate you giving us some time here. Has anything changed in your mind in the last 24 hours?
Well, we actually had a scratch this morning.
Yeah.
The one black onyx is scratched out. Now, and the stewards and the officials at Churchill Downs have decided that they're not going to make a change. They're actually going to leave that one gate open. They're going to let everybody else start from the two-hole on. Kind of a little bit of a bizarre situation, and it's a little sad when you have a horse scratch so late, because now it just makes the field 19, and it gives the opportunity for one less horse to run. There are so many horses that want to get into the Kentucky Derby that you always want to see it as full a field as possible. So the fact that there's 19, just kind of one less trainer, owner, jockey, group of people that all get pumped up, that all get to make a huge day of it and get to have a memory for the rest of their lives. Because you got to think about it. Even if you never win the Derby, even if you're dead last in the race, just to be able to say that you were in the race, just to be able to say that you went there, you and your jockey, your trainer, your owner all together, you had a horse that brought you there, that's a pretty cool thing to say. So we're going to have a field of 19 now with a scratch of black onyx.
Now, is it just because of the horrid post position that we talked about? Was there a problem with the horse? And when was the deadline that Fear the Kitten could have gotten into the race?
That was when, as soon as they made the draws on Wednesday, then it was all over with. Then this morning they just made the announcement. Honest, to be completely honest, when you're 50-1 and then you draw the one hole, I'm sure that it might be pretty easy to get a little scratch on the stall or something in the next couple of days, right? Because you don't. We're talking about how you want to run there and you want to get in the Derby, but some connections, maybe they say, you know, this wouldn't be the best case scenario for our horse. If we get overmatched and we get into some trouble, stuck down on the inside, maybe we live to fight another day. So we'll keep an eye in the next few days and hear if there's any major injuries. But as far as I heard, just the connections weren't quite excited with what they saw in the morning. And that's enough. If you don't like the way your horse is working out in the morning, and you have to have all signs blazing and everything's got to be right going into a race like the Derby.
Well, I got to ask most of my questions of Gino yesterday, co-host today, Jimmy Langan, probably even more into the horse races than I am. Jimmy, what are your couple of questions you've got for Gino today?
Well, I guess today I'm going to talk a little bit about the race today, the Oaks. This Midnight Lucky's only had two races, but both times it ran, the jockey did not have to even urge him down the stretch the last two furlongs. What's your feeling about Midnight Lucky? And I think that horse is going to get the lead. Do you think Rose to Gold will go out with him, or do you think he'll get the easy lead?
You know, to be honest, I actually think that the speed of the speed in there might be Beholder. Now, and that's why I think Midnight Lucky is a horse that you have to use. I know the Grand Rapids boys, they like Midnight Lucky. I got to give them a big shout out because they were the first ones to hook up this connection, get me on here with you guys. The two hole is a little concerning for me just because of the fact that she's going to be drawn inside of all the other speed. You see the three Beholder, who's quick. We know that a horse like Dreaming of Julia is quick if she wants to be. And then I think Rose to Gold is really the key to the race, because Rose to Gold is very quick, but she can also sit just off the pace. I think you have to use Midnight Lucky on your tickets. But for me, I can't quite necessarily make her a win type animal, just because I look at this race, I see so many horses that I expect to want to go to the lead. I think Midnight Lucky will want to go. Beholder is very, very, very quick. I mean, I say that over and over. She is a fast animal. She beat a lot of these horses in the Breeders' Cup Juvenile Fillies. So I'm looking to use all of these horses exotically if I'm playing a pick three, pick four, and hopefully I'm still alive by the time we get to the Oaks. But for me, I think the horse that gets the best trip in there is Unlimited Budget. I really think that this is the most tactical horse in the field. She's won four races. She's undefeated. She's won three graded stakes races in a row. And if you notice, the last two races, it seems like they tried to take this horse a little bit off the pace, and wow, has she become much more versatile. I think she's the most versatile horse in the field, and to me, she gets the best trip in what, in my lifetime, maybe the best Oaks that we've seen in 25 years. I mean, this is the deepest group that you can remember. Just look at the names of the trainers. You have Bob Baffert, Richard Mandela, Todd Pletcher has a couple absolute huge threats, and then Bill Mott on the outside with Closed Hatches. That's why a horse like Rose to Gold may be forgotten about, and you may get about 15-1 or so on a horse who's done really nothing wrong on dirt.
Yeah, I agree. You know, the other horse I looked at, when I was looking at the closers, I have two kind of tickets I'm going to play. But one is the bias, you know, of the track. I'm going to have to check that out, too. But if Unlimited Budget, and I think Closed Hatch is probably be coming at the end. But I guess Pure Fun is a horse I might use in my exotics.
Mr. Bacola, my father, was talking to me a lot about Pure Fun last night. This is a horse who's really interesting. And Pure Fun made one of the most impressive last-to-first moves that I've seen on December the 8th. I was at Betfair Hollywood Park when she won the Hollywood Starlet. She has won at Churchill Downs. She has an 8-length victory over the racetrack to her name. When you have a horse that freaks over a racetrack like that, you never know they're going to come back and race the same way. I would absolutely use Pure Fun in the exotics. She faced the boys last time out. It was kind of a bizarre prep race, but they felt that the timing was right. They wanted to take a shot in the Lexington, and she may just have been overmatched against boys. She was 3-1 that day. She received a lot of support. Two races back was her first race coming off a 4-month layoff. If she needed that start, and then you put a line right through the race against the boys, she is as big a player in here as any, and she may be one of the forgotten about horses at a big, big price.
Good deal. Hey, I'm the one thing. Am I wrong about Close Hatches? Do you think I should get rid of that horse, or what do you think?
Not at all, because Close Hatches, anytime you're looking down at a horse in the next 2 days and you see Joel Rosario aboard, you do not want to get rid of. He is the hottest man on the planet right now. He just broke the record at Keeneland for their meeting. It was a 50-year-long record. He was the first time in 10 years that anyone had beaten Julien Le Perreux, and Close Hatches is versatile. I don't like the extreme outside post position, but this is a horse who has a victory at a mile and an eighth, who has victories going wire to wire, and who has victories coming from the back of the pack. They're versatile, undefeated animals. You can never take anything away from them.
Gino Bucola, the TVG Network, with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. Doug Duda and Jim Langan. All right, before we move on to the rest of the races, let's make the pick. I'll go first. This was just like talking about the NBA playoffs to me, this Kentucky Oaks. We're all talking about these other first-round series with the Nets and the Bulls and the Warriors. No. It's going to be Miami and San Antonio, and this afternoon it's going to be Dreaming of Julia, and it might be wire to wire. That's my pick. Gino, who you got?
I'm going to go with Unlimited Budget. I think she's the one that gets the best trip, but Dreaming of Julia ran the fastest race in the history of thoroughgraph sheets. Since they have placed their numbers, I think it's been 20 years, no horse, no filly, no colt, no mare, no horse, no gelding, no anything has ever run a faster number than Dreaming of Julia ran in her most recent start, March the 30th at Gulfstream. She ran faster on the same day by a full second than the horse who will go off favored in the Kentucky Derby. If she runs her race, nobody can beat her.
Jimmy, who's your pick today? Are you releasing your pick yet?
Yeah, I can release mine. I'm going with the 411 Exacta Box, and I think that the 2, 3, 8, 9 are all going to hook horns, and they're going to just blow each other out, and they're going to run a faster 6 furlongs than the boys are tomorrow. They're going to go that fast, and that pace is going to be that quick that I think these closers are coming in, and I would love for a 4, 7, 11 trifecta.
Well, let's go before we run out of time, because the Grand Island Gang has a couple questions for you, Gino.
Okay.
They want it because there's other races. They're talking about how great the card is. Can Cyber Secret make it five in a row in the Ali Sheba Stakes today? Because the Grand Island Connection has been doing very well on that horse.
Absolutely. I'm only going to go too deep in there in my pick four. I'm going to use the six and the nine. Cyber Secret, people are going to take a look at that horse, and they're going to think that he's just an Oaklawn horse, because you look back and you see, okay, he's won four races in a row, but they were all at Oaklawn Park. If you dig a little deeper, Cyber Secret, to me, is just a brand-new horse at four. When he turned 4 years old, some horses, they do that. They turn from two to three, they mature. They mature from three to four. Think about some years of our lives. You know, a few years, we grow up, you have a couple months off, you come back, you're a lot, not me in particular, some of these athletes, I'm sure not you guys either. We're talking about the LeBron James, the Durants of the world. They take a year off, they come back, they're brand-new animals. That's what happened with Cyber Secret here. You'll notice this horse just gets better and better on the buyer's scale each and every week. And this is a horse who has had a victory at Belmont Park, so it can win on other racetracks. And to me, I look back last year, and Cyber Secret was getting beat at Oaklawn. So to me, this is just a better horse now. It's not a horse that needs Oaklawn to win. I'm absolutely all over Cyber Secret from the outside post in a field of nine. They should sit a great trip. They don't need the lead, so they can just sit on the outside of everyone else, and I think Robbie Alvarado can play video games with Cyber Secret. He can be push button whenever he wants. I'm just going to use the nine and the six, Take Charge Indy. I think Take Charge Indy gets the lead there, and I think they run 1-2, or Cyber Secret sits maybe two or three lengths off, and they hopefully a merry-go-round all the way around the track.
Another question before you make your official Kentucky Derby selection. A horse that is starting to get some play here, or we're talking about a little bit, and I think we may have touched on it a little bit yesterday, but it's also one that I have clicked, Vijack. It's in the 20 horse. Was it Big Brown? We did have a 20 horse that won. Tell me what your thoughts are on Vijack out of the 20 hole.
Well, you never want to draw the 20 hole, but it's much better than the one. I'll tell you that. It's probably even better than the two, so it could be a lot worse. You mentioned we've seen a recent winner with Big Brown. Big Brown didn't even have to really fly to the lead. He kind of sat a nice trip from the outside. And the thing about Vijack is his versatility will absolutely help him from the 20 hole. He's run almost five different races in five different starts, tactically speaking. He can go to the lead. He can sit just off. He can sit in third or fourth. He's closed from eight lengths out of it to win. So to me, he might be the most versatile horse in the entire field of 19 now. If there's anyone who can deal with that 20 hole with Garrett Gomez aboard, it's Vijack. Very hot trainer Rudy Rodriguez, who does an excellent job on the East Coast Circuit, Aqueduct, Belmont Park, in the New York New Jersey type area. And Vijack, to me, third start off the layoff, he's got a big shot. From all the buzz that I've been hearing, the wise guy horses, I think there are two of them this year. And when I say wise guy, I mean based on what everyone's talking about the week up to the Derby, or maybe because of the way that the prices are on the morning line, a horse that's maybe a little bit higher than he should. There's two of them this year. Normandy Invasion is one of them, because Normandy Invasion is a horse who continually has trouble. So after every one of his races, you scratch your head and you go, if he only got a clean trip, he would have won that race. But the problem with Normandy Invasion is you tend to do that every time he runs. And he runs so well that it leaves you wanting a little bit more. But horses like that, you wonder, are they going to get lucky on a day like the Kentucky Derby? Or is that their style? Are they just prone to ending up getting into some trouble? So to me, he may be a wise guy, and it's my lucky day. It's my lucky day, raced right behind Orb, and actually was favored over Orb in the Florida Derby. It was a race he absolutely might have needed. If this horse can reduplicate some of those Gulfstream Park races, it's my lucky day, has a big shot. But since he's about 12-15-1, he's another one of those wise guy horses. I wouldn't be surprised to see either Normandy Invasion or It's My Lucky Day, when we see the first click of odds, they could be down around 7 or 8 to 1 with all the buzz I'm hearing.
Well, Gino, it's time to make the selection. We're still over 24 hours away, and we look like the track might not be perfect, and we talked about Revolutionary yesterday. But when you're putting in your main ticket tomorrow, what's it going to say?
I'm going to give you my final five, and I'll give you my number one horse. The five horses that I'll be including in most exotics, from five down, I'll have Golden Sense on there from my buddy Doug O'Neill. I think this is a brand new animal. Doug actually was on, I think, Dan Patrick's show this morning. I was listening to him talk. They were having a blast. He just seemed like all spirits are high and they're ready to fire. So Golden Sense will be on all my tickets. A horse named Java's War, who closed really impressively in the Bluegrass for Ken McPeak. He's a stone cold closer, but he is peaking at the right time. He'll be on my tickets picking up the pieces. The horse that's starting to jump onto my radar late is Overanalyze. I've never really been a big Overanalyze guy, but the more and more I watched his recent races, he actually has 3 graded stakes victories. He has 2 graded stakes wins at a mile and an eighth, and he should get a pretty good trip. He's pretty versatile. And then my top two, they've been my number 1 and 2 all along, and on the pick six I play, I'll probably just use these two in the final leg. That'll be the 3 Revolutionary and then the number 16 Orb. He was the first Kentucky Derby list that I made on January the 28th. I made Orb my number 1 horse. He had not won a graded stakes race yet. I had people sending me emails and tweets saying, "What is an ORB? Who is this ORB? I don't know what this is. This horse is going to win the Kentucky Derby? Are you kidding me?" And then he's gone better and better and better. He's jumped on everyone's radar. He might be the favorite in the Derby, but if he's 3 to 3 or 4 to 1, I will take that to the bank and run, folks.
All right, Gino Vucola, TVG Network. Now, I can't say exactly how it was worded to me earlier this morning from the boys over at Fodder Park, but they want Gino to give them 1 non-chalk pick for the weekend. You got something?
Yeah, we'll give you something. Let's go. How about right in about 30 minutes from right now? We're going to beat 2 favorites to start off the pick 6 on Kentucky Oaks Day in the Grade 2 La Trienne. The number 3, More Chocolate, because I know that's something we all like, More Chocolate. There are going to be 2 horses that get hammered in there, Believe You Can and On Fire Baby. They're 8-5, 9-5 on the morning line. I think they both kill each other. More Chocolate is a West Coast shipper who should sit a great trip right behind the 2 of them. I've been reading the workout reports. This horse is working like an absolute monster. They say she's getting better and better each and every time. I think she gets the trip, and she'll kick off your pick 6 with about a 4 or 5 to 1 shot, beating 2 favorites.
Gino, it is so great to talk to you here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Best of luck this weekend, and we'll catch up with
you. Before we go,
buddy,
let me get one quick in for anyone who's playing the races. TVG is offering you an unbelievable promotion. I don't know how we even stay in business when we do stuff like this. If you bet through your mobile device, so just pull up, go on your smartphone, your Droid, your iPhone, just go to TVG.com. If you bet the Kentucky Oaks or the Kentucky Derby and the horse that you bet wins by 4 lengths or more, we will double your odds. And if you think about that, you go, well, nobody's going to win the Derby by 4 more lengths. In the last 13 years, it's happened 5 times where we've had a Kentucky Derby winner by at least 4 lengths. So think about that. You bet a 10-1 shot, TVG is going to give you 20-1 if they win by 4 lengths. No other ADW is doing that. So play with us at TVG.com.
And when Dreaming of Julia does that today, you'll get double odds, folks. That's all I'm saying.
Even if she's 2-1, you get 4-1. If she's 5-2, you'll get 5-1. What's wrong with that?
There you go. It's free money. It's free money. Hey, Gino, as always, thanks so much, buddy, and enjoy the weekend.
Thanks, guys. Good luck. Let's make a lot of money, and I hope we'll be screaming for Orb. You'll all be hearing me from Southern California if he wins.
Sounds good, buddy. Take care. So Orb the pick from Gino Vucola. We'll give our selections, and Steve Anderson will give his in just a moment. But right now it's time for our Midtown Mart Cooler question. Which team has a better chance to come back from 3-0? The Celtics, 71% of you took them, 29% took the Rockets. Our Midtown Mark Cooler question for the weekend. Nebraska appears to need to drop or reschedule a non-conference game in 2016 when we go to the 9-game schedule, because they've already scheduled 4 of them. Which game should they drop, Jimmy? Fresno State at home, Tennessee at home, Wyoming at home, or the Northern Illinois game in Chicago?
I'm sure they're going to drop the Northern Illinois game in Chicago if they have a choice.
I don't know. I think that's going to be a big contract that they can't mess with, I'm guessing. I'm guessing what they'll end up doing is moving the Wyoming game. If you absolutely had to get rid of one of those, I'd pick Fresno State. I think keeping the Wyoming game is a pretty cool deal because, let's face it, Nebraska doesn't have really a whole lot of Midwest. You're not going to call them a rival. Wyoming has always been a good competitor. They've been nice and let us beat them all the time. But I would want to keep that. Definitely been looking forward to Tennessee since the day they scheduled them, and a trip to Chicago, even though though you can go there in the Big Ten any other time. That would be my vote. What do you think, folks? Vote on our Midtown Mark Cooler question at ESPNSuperstation.com. State soccer pairings are out. Let's take a look at those before the break. The Kearney boys do receive a wild card, and here's how things start. The Class A boys, Wednesday, Grand Island has the 9 a.m. game against Papillion La Vista South, the team that beat Kearney in the district final. Kearney will have the 3 in the afternoon game against Millard West, the other team to beat Kearney. They played in the final game of the regular season, so Millard West and Kearney rematch Wednesday at 3. The rest of the area teams are in Class B. On Thursday, the Class B boys, Hastings will play Gretna at 6 in the evening. Lexington will take on South Sioux City at 8 o'clock in the evening. Class B girls, the final games of the first round will be next Friday. Holdridge will take on the number one seed Omaha Scud at 1 o'clock. Hastings girls will take on Columbus SCOTUS at 3 o'clock. We'll have more after this.
Come on in, let the games begin.
Hi, this is Jeremy from HK Sports Bar and Grill in Hastings. We know what season is here, grilling season. We also know you need to give your grill a break sometimes. I suggest you do that on Mondays and Tuesdays when all kids' meals are just $1.99. Hey, we're not talking fast food here, real burgers. We're just trying to do your grill a favor at HK Sports Bar and Grill, where our grill is bigger than your dad's.
Come on in, let the games begin.
Progressive presents Flo's newest jam. Bundling will make you feel like the mayor of Savingsville.
Bundle your home and auto together, and you'll feel like the mayor of Savingsville. Yes, you will. A town famous for the world's biggest puppy.
Bundle your home and auto together and save. Visit Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Home insurance underwritten by Homesite Group, Boston Mass, and other non-affiliated companies. Available in most states.
At Advance Auto Parts, we don't just sell parts. Oh, no. We've got the parts you need at prices that put the brakes on your spending. Speaking of brakes, right now, get a $10 Amex Rewards card free by mail when you buy a set of Wherever Gold brake pads and 2 Wherever rotors. Then, complete the job with brake parts from quality brands like Cardone. All the brake parts you need, the price brakes you want.
Advance Auto Parts.
See store for details. Mail and rebate.
Kentucky Oaks 139.
Evening Joel out in front. Here comes Blind Luck. Blind Luck and Evening Joel in a head bobbing finish. Too close to call. Plum Pretty needs the line. Here comes the line. Plum Pretty wins the Oaks just.
Believe you can. Surges to a lead of a length and racing towards the line. Believe you can. Wins the Oaks for Rosie Napravnik.
The Kentucky Oaks Friday afternoon, the Kentucky Derby Saturday here on ESPN Radio.
Mostly sunny skies throughout today. North winds 15 to 30. Highs will make it into the middle 50s. And then for tonight, clear skies to start off, and they'll have increasing clouds with north winds. Lows will be in the lower 30s. I'm meteorologist Greg Tatrow. Right now it's 45.
Doug and Daddy's show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. If you're in town for the GPAC Conference Baseball Tournament today in Hastings, swing on up to Big Daddy's Deli for lunch. 801 West 2nd Street, 610 East South Street. You can feed the whole team. You can feed the whole family. You can feed the entire rooting group, the whole fan base. With the home of a bazillion sandwiches, they've got so many great ones. Throw me out a number today, Jimmy. What's your number today?
14.
14 today. The Hormel Grand Pepperoni. I'll have to tell you, I haven't tried that one, but I love pepperoni. Try that today. I'm going to try the old 32. That has pepperoni on it as well. The Old World Combo. Hard salami, pepperoni, and ham. Get your cheeses. Get all the toppings that you want. So many of them. So many dressings. So many things that you can put on there that it's always a different sandwich. Get a value meal as well, and they will take care of you with the drink, the chips, the cookies, the fruit cup, whatever it is you want to put in to your meal. It is there for you. Open 7 days a week. Top of the Hill in Kearney, 3905 North 2nd Avenue, and in Hastings at 801 West 2nd Street, 610 East South Street. A reminder, Hastings baseball coming your way at the bottom of the hour on 1230 KHAS. Steve Anderson, Bonner Park Friday. What's up, buddy?
Good
morning, guys. As always, it's a pleasure. And I'll tell you what, I caught most of that interview with Juno Bucola. I love to see these young guys get involved with horse racing. He's got to have some kind of New York connection, though, because I can detect a little bit of that accent. And I will forewarn you right now, there are no two-for-one blue light specials available either from me or over at Fawner Park today. But I can also assure you that the wagers you make at Fawner are legal, and the last time I knew, phone wagering in this state is not. So take it from there, guys.
Well, that's only if you get caught. Steve-O, I got to ask you, is Doug entered this weekend?
Doug is I haven't gone through all of tomorrow's card.
Okay.
He's not in today. I doubt it. I think they may have shipped him back to Indiana already. But Ordway Falls in Love is running this afternoon, and you got your last chance running a route. I think this horse is just slowly starting to wake up. I think she figures in the top three, Doug, and you're going to get some value out of her as well.
Well, I was going to say, now, because yesterday Ord Boys and Girls both won district or a conference track, so maybe they got something going on here. Let's get right to it, Steve-O. Before we get your picks, Jack Van Berg's there tomorrow. It is Derby Day, racing today and tomorrow. It wraps things up. You always got the story of leading trainers, leading jockeys. What are the stories for this weekend?
Well, Jack certainly is front and center, and how appropriate it is that he is going to be with us on Kentucky Derby Day. The single most greatest moment, I think, that ever involved someone that had true local Nebraska connections. Jack winning it in 1987 with Ali Sheba, gate dancer. You can go on and on and on. And I would encourage anyone, especially if you've followed the races over any length of time, to take time out and come out and meet this guy and invest $20 in his book. I've got it sitting here right in front of me. I've read half of it, but I'm fighting with my wife, who's from Bolas, Nebraska, and she loves the small-town introductory chapters that remind her of how she grew up on the farm. And Jack Van Berg, there's not a better human being on the earth, and this guy has gone from rags to riches and back to rags, and is still hanging on. I have all the respect in the world for him, and he'll be available from 12 noon on tomorrow afternoon. You can stop in, visit with him, get an autograph. I certainly think that it is a perfect ending to what has been a most bizarre year here at Fawner Park. We got 10 races today, guys. First race goes at 3 o'clock, 11 tomorrow with a 1:30 start. And the Coors Marathon race, you know, they used to run this thing over 2 miles. Now it's down to a mile and eighth, Jimmy Langan. Can you believe that? They call this the marathon race. They're hardly just getting started at that distance.
A mile and an eighth. I remember they used to have one. I can't remember if it was in Lincoln. It was 2 miles and 70 yards, wasn't it?
Yeah. When I started working at Lincoln in 2004, they still went around the track 6 times. And it was 2 miles and 70. They actually went for a small period of time up to about 3 miles. But if you can believe this, and I saw it happen for real back in 2004, the riders lose count of how many times they go around the racetrack. In fact, I've seen several pull up as many as 2 laps before the race actually ends. So in the latter years that I was working there at then called State Fair Park in Lincoln, they put a girl out there with a big number, you know, and she just flashcarded them as they went by, so they kept riding. But you're absolutely right, Jimmy.
Well, let's talk about your picks for the Derby. If I remember right, you're like 1 for 27.
Yeah, I'm not as bad as Jeff Apel is. That might be his figure. But at any rate, I didn't hear Gino say anything about the track condition tomorrow. If I did, I missed it.
Yeah, we talked about that yesterday a little bit. 70% chance of rain. He likes He still likes Revolutionary, but says even more so if the track's off.
Okay, well, I thought he was on Orb today, but at any rate, I've handicapped this thing for mud. I think there's enough speed in there to neutralize the abilities of Golden Sense and Verrazano as a result of that. I'm on Revolutionary. Now, we came down to Revolutionary and Normandy Invasion, and normally I follow the jockey if he's been on both horses, and in this case, Javier Castellano has, and he went to Normandy Invasion. But I like Calvin Bow up the rail on board Revolutionary, and I'll really love him if he gets a muddy racetrack tomorrow. I think he's the deepest closer in the bunch with the best run at the end. I like Revolutionary at 10-1 on top of the five, Normandy Invasion. He'll get the first run. He's a presser. Revolutionary is a deep closer. And then I got to leave some of the speed up there. I think Golden Sense out of the Doug O'Neill barn and Verrazano also will be major players in here as well. Orb, if I go five deep, would be next. I do not love him like I've heard a lot of people explain and describe over the last few days. I can't put him any higher than fifth on my ticket.
Hey, real quick, you can help me out a little bit. My handicap, I'm not bad at this, but, you know, Verrazano, who I really like because I've watched him on replays, but the times in New York were like 111 after six furlongs and 112. And it seems to me that that's a nice pace. If he can get that, he'll win. But I think he's going to have to run like 109 and 4 or 110. What's your feeling on that?
Well, let me coin a phrase that was made famous by Jack Vanberg, of all people. And, Jimmy, you ought to know this better than anybody. Time only counts when you're behind bars or tossing hand grenades. And racing, you can really get fouled up on that. I'm a speed figure player. I don't look at those fractions most of the time. I want to see a number and then work off of that and go from there. But if that's certainly how the case unfolds in tomorrow's Kentucky Derby, more power to those pressers and deep closers. I think it'll be a red-hot pace. You've always got a rabbit in there that's going to go as fast and as far as possible, and if nobody goes out with it, you're in danger that he'll never come back to the pack. But that time issue, you know, I used to use a calculator and go through all that stuff. It's the last thing that I look at. By the way, Doug, I went to the same school of handicapping that Jimmy Langan did, and the first thing they teach is how to walk up to the window. We don't have a problem with that, do we, Jim?
No, they definitely. My problem is I can't leave the window. I'm still popping out more numbers. You know, especially when there's 19 deep, it's hard not to like some of these things. You know?
I know it. I've never been to a derby. Someday, if I ever give up this gig over here calling races at Fodder Park, it's on my bucket list. But I want to tell you one thing. I've been to four or five Breeders' Cups, and the crowds at these kind of things really make it a battle from start to finish. But somewhere along the road, you spend most of your time in line if you're ever at one of these major events.
We've had a little discussion about the Oaks today. Who do you like in that one?
I'll tell you what. How can they outrun Dreaming of Julia? Her buyer speed rating figure jumped off the charts last time out, and if she doesn't bounce off that, guys, I think the race is for second because she looks like a monster. I'm going to single her and use five horses, maybe six or seven, in that two-day Oaks Derby double, which is a terrific proposition. By the way, you can wager, advance wagering available today on all the races on the Kentucky Derby card at Churchill Downs tomorrow. So if you want to avoid those long lines, show up this afternoon at Fodder.
All right, buddy. It has been another great year of horse racing. I know it was a weird year and all the days didn't get in at Fodder Park, but the Saturdays and a lot of the days when they are racing has just been phenomenal with the attendance. And it just shows, once again, Central Nebraska loves its horse racing. And I know Jimmy's sliding over today. We'll be over there tomorrow, and I can't wait to see you, Stevie.
Hey, guys, as always, I can't wait to see you at the races either. And I know, Doug, you were at the Boss Cap festivities last Saturday. There was not a sweeter moment that I have ever witnessed or felt. And I've watched most of every race run over the course of the last 45 years than when Diamond Joe crossed the wire in front of the Bossman Gus Fodder Stakes. That was a moment to savor forever.
That was a good one for Chuck Turco. We had a lot of fun, and we'll do it again next year. Steve-O, best of luck this weekend.
Hey, deep bows. Kudos from all of us here at Fodder Park. We really appreciate your interest in Nebraska thoroughbred horse racing. Have a good one, guys.
Take care. He's the best. Steve Anderson, your track announcer and president of the Chamber of Commerce in Grand Island from Fodder Park. All right, we're way over time. Let's make our picks on the Kentucky Derby. What do you got as of Friday? And, of course, this might change when we get there, but what do you got right now?
Well, the horse that I'm going to use that no one's talking about in my exotics is Charming Kitten. The horse has been running on the grass. It went off at 22-1 last time out and just got nipped for second. Was closing. One more jump would have got second in its last race. Charming Kitten is the horse I'm going to use in my exotics behind. And there are too many horses in the race. There's too many horses in the race this time to actually handicap. But anybody that thinks, oh, this is going to happen, or that's going to happen, or this is going to happen, there's not a great horse in this group. There isn't one great horse. We're finding that Verrazana and Orb and, you know, Revolutionary, we're looking at things, but, you know, they've got to get a clear trip. And I can't tell if it's going to be speed or whatever, but I do know one thing. The Charming Kitten's going to improve a lot because it's been on the grass four times. It ran in the dirt its only race, and then this is going to be the second time on the dirt.
Well, I love Revolutionary, too. Usually my picks are not anywhere close to our professional picks here on the show. My long shot is going to be Giant Finish, the number seven horse, who really is one of those horses that just hasn't done anything. It's won some money. It's probably, if you talk to a lot of people, it's sitting at 50-1, so that's why it's a long shot. But Mind That Bird was 50-1 as well. And if the track is off and everything gets fouled up, you always want to have a little ticket on a 50-1 or out there to bring it home. I think Vijack can do some things, but I think Orb is definitely a good horse, a good favorite. And again, when there's not a stud, it's hard to bet the favorite in the field. I don't know that Orb will be the favorite when they go off tomorrow. So I like Revolutionary, the three horse. I do not like Golden Sense, which I know some of my friends are happy about that because they think I have the Mike Greenberg kiss of death, but not lately because who won the Super Bowl? Anyway, that's in there. And I've got to decide what I'm going to do with It's My Lucky Day because I think that is a horse that has a chance as well. But right now, I do like the 16, the 3, and the 7, just for a little change of pace in there. Probably if you had to go with the superfecta, you're looking at the 12-20. So those are my picks. I like Dreaming of Julia today and a couple of other things. Again, I think we ran over most of all the day's sports at the top of the broadcast. Best of luck to the Hastings College baseball and softball teams today, to all the youngsters that are in Donovan for the 44th annual Cornhusker Trap Shoot. There's so much going on this weekend that I think we've touched on it all. And again, state soccer. Wednesday, Grand Island Boys, Papillion La Vista South at 9 in the morning. Kearney Boys will play Millard West at 3 in the afternoon. Next Thursday night, Class B Boys, Hastings and Gretna at 6, Lexington and South Sioux City at 8. Class B Girls next Friday afternoon, Holdridge and Omaha Scud at 1, Hastings and Columbus SCOTUS will play at 3. We want to thank Steve Anderson of Fauner Park. We want to thank Gino Bacola of the TVG Horse Racing Network, and we want to thank Sean Callahan of Husker Online. The USHL Drafts are next week. Head coach Josh Howgie is going to join us on Monday's program. We'll also have a recap of the NBA and NHL playoffs, the Kentucky Derby, and a whole lot more coming up on Monday. Jimmy, best of luck with your selections, and if 15 does come in, you will have the bragging rights of all of Central Nebraska because they are the only one that's brought that horse up.
I'll tell you what, 7 and 15 at $1 exacta box, I think you and I are going to have to do that just in case it comes in.
Then we will have lunch paid for on Monday.
For a lot of years.
Folks, we'll see you Monday. Have a great one.
All sports, one source, two stations, KICS Hastings, KXPN Kearney, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game.